Welcome, 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 welcome back to Locked On 76ers, brought to you by Built Bar, the protein and energy bar. Hey, how y'all been? I'm a little down a little bit, trying to get through this. I'm actually taking some time off from work right about now. I had a death in the family. My grandfather passed this weekend. I'm blessed to have him around for as long as I had. You know, my grandpa was 96 years old, a World War II veteran. You know, he died the day before Memorial Day. But I've been battling dementia for a little bit. You know, a hard, long battle with it. So I'm taking time off, but I haven't done a podcast in a while. And I also kind of think this might be a little therapeutic to me a little bit. But outside of that, I have an interview today. I'm going to interview someone for a story I'm going to write next week. At the particular time, you know, I basically just want to talk sports. Now, to me, I don't know if you guys have been keeping up, and there's going to be a board of governors meeting. Board of governors are, you know, representative from the ownership group. All 30 teams are going to meet with via like a Skype conference call type setting with Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, and they're going to go over the plans for the upcoming resumption of the 2019-20 season. If you've been listening to the news, reading the news, watching the news, you come to the understanding that everything appears that it's going to be at Orlando, at ESPN, Sports Zone. I think that's the proper name. But it's going to be, you know, where ESPN plays stuff on, you know, Walt Disney World, where they have, like, the basketball court and all that. So that's an option, or it appears to be that's where they're going to go. Now, the question is, are you going to have, like, a couple preseason games? Are you going to have some regular season games, a few of them? Or are you going to go straight to the playoffs? Are you going to have a play-in type of format to get to the playoffs? Or are you going to have like a straight up 1 through 16 in the playoffs? Like, for instance, there's not going to be an Eastern Conference. There's not going to be a Western Conference. Separate playoffs in the beginning rounds. What you're going to have is you're going to have, let's just say, the Milwaukee Bucks. You know, the Milwaukee Bucks have the best record. So, is it going to be one of those things where the Milwaukee Bucks have, of all the playoff teams right now, if the season would conclude right now, the Milwaukee Bucks would be the number one seed overall? The Orlando Magic, who are the 8th seed in the East, have the 16th best record, the 16th and last best record of all the playoff teams. So, you would have the Milwaukee Bucks playing the Orlando Magic in the first round, and then the Miami Heat and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Miami has the 8th best record, and the Thunder have the 9th. So those two, the winners of those two games will meet in the second round. I don't like this format. I don't. Now, if this was something that the league said for moving forward, we're going to do it this way, Then maybe I'll say, okay. But I hate when you make a change just for one season. Because what's going to happen is, let's just say the Lakers and the Clippers make it to the championship. Right now, the Lakers have the second best. They will end up playing the Brooklyn Nets in the first round, 15th seed. The Clippers are the 4th seed. Dallas Mavericks are 13th. Now, these two teams, could very much end up in the championship. But then for 1 year, you're always going to have to explain why two Western Conference teams played in the championship. Because it's not going to happen again unless you change that format. And if I'm the Sixers, I don't want that at all. At all. Now, apparently, in order for it to get approved, you have to have 20 votes. Right? What people are saying is you get all 15 of the Western Conference owners voting for it. And then you have to have 5 votes. Then you have to get 5 votes from Eastern Conference guys, owners. And if I'm the Sixers, I don't know if I'm voting for it. Because here's the deal. If you're the Sixers, right? Now, no matter what, you were going to play the Boston Celtics in the first round if you go straight to the playoffs, right? So you play the Boston Celtics. The winner of that game has to play the winner of the Clippers Mavericks. Most likely it would be the Clippers. The Sixers, both teams are bad matchups for the Sixers. I don't know if I'm the 76ers if I want to play either team. I mean, the Clippers have Kawhi, Paul George. I mean, they have a slew of guys. I don't know if I want to go up against that. The Mavs, remember how they employed that zone against the Sixers earlier in the season? You know, Dallas, one of the teams to beat Philly at home. You know, and again, I know it's all about playoffs, and if you're an okay team or if you're a solid team, you don't care who you play, where you play. But let's not kid ourselves. This is going to be way tougher for the Sixers. Way tougher. And I don't think that they're prepared to play those teams. I mean, I can see it. Championship hopes going up in smoke. Now, something else I got to talk to y'all about. And this is a little bit different than championship hopes. I've been talking about it for a while about Built Bar. Right? By now, you guys know what it is. It's the protein and energy bar, chocolate. I love chocolate. And I'm addicted to these things. Believe me, I am addicted to these Built Bar candy bars. And then I keep calling them candy bars, y'all. They're energy bars. But they're chocolate. And oh my God, are they good. Now, I'm going to do y'all a favor. Go to BuiltBar.com and you do the promo code Locked On and you'll get $10 off your first purchase. Right? I'm telling you, do that today. You know, as you guys know, I get up in the morning and I cook breakfast for my family, especially when I'm home. Because I travel a lot on the road when the season is here. But I've been home for months. And I get up and I cook breakfast. Well, today I cooked breakfast, but I cooked it not for myself, but for everyone else. And I snacked on a Built Bar. And guess what I'm going to have for lunch? Another Built Bar. I'm telling you, do yourself a favor and get this bar. It's the bomb, as the kids used to say. But you know, when you talk about this tournament, I mean, you look at it for the Sixers standpoint, I mean, this is just bad matchups. Horrible matchups. And, you know, if I'm the 76ers, know, some people can argue they're going to have a tough time getting out the second round anyway. Because let's just say if they win, you know, then they would have to possibly face Toronto in the second round. Now, I know Toronto, you know, has the second best record in the East. I know that Toronto, you know, is the defending champion. But you would think that, but from the, if you're coming from the Sixers standpoint, that you would be able to make some adjustments with these teams. I mean, I would rather face Toronto. I would rather face Milwaukee. I'm being real with you. Than facing the Clippers in the second round. I mean, now, don't get me wrong. I know the Sixers, some people pointing out, the Sixers went, you know, there in early March. And you know, put it on, well, they ain't put it on the Clippers. It was a close game before, you know, they, you know, they, you know, before the game was decided. It was a, you know, a close game for them. But I just can't see that. I don't think they match up well with them. I mean, you have Kawhi, who lives for the playoffs. You have PG. I mean, they just have too many options. And this team is a deadly team. Now, personally, I think the Clippers are better than the Lakers. I do. I think the Lakers, they have two of the top five players in the league. In LeBron, MVP candidate, probably win it. LeBron will most likely get my vote. I mean, and then you have Anthony Davis. You know, two of the top five players in the league. But when you go from 1 to 12, entire, like, guys who are active, you have to say that the Clippers have a way better team than the Lakers. Now, again, it's hard when you got two of the best guys. That's going to help you win. But I think that the Sixers, when you go with the Sixers' entire starting five against the Lakers, the Sixers have a better starting five. It's just that the Lakers got, you know, better guys. Now, the Clippers, I think their starting five is better than the Sixers. I do. I think the pieces fit better. I don't know, man. I just don't like it if I'm the Sixers, or I don't like it if I'm the league. I mean, we're already going to have an asterisk on this season, and I just don't like tinkering with stuff. And I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean, just have the East, the West. I get it. You know, just have the East and West. I know you're going to be in the same location. You know, have these teams playing each other. You know, have 1 through 8, 2 through 7, this and that, and then you have a championship. I mean, I do. I don't even know how I feel about a play-in game. I see a team like Memphis. You know, Memphis played well. They did what they had to do. And then they're going to miss out because of a play-in game? Nah, just have the top 16 teams. Now, we all know that, let's keep it real. Some people are saying, like, well, what about the other teams? It's not fair to them. They had a chance. True. Everyone's going to get left out. I mean, this whole thing isn't fair to anyone. If you're the Sixers, you can argue, hey, we are about to have the second easiest schedule remaining. We would probably move up to a fourth seed, which would have helped us. We had the best record at home record, so that would have helped us tremendously in the first round, right? You know, who knows? So my thing is, when you factor all that in, the Sixers can look at it and be like, hey, it's not fair that we didn't get to continue our season. Well, there are certain teams who are saying, hey, we just picked up our stride. It's not fair that we're not going to get considered for the playoffs. Well, you got to factor in that the season ended, dude. The regular season was suspended. So it's kind of like, I'm of the belief that if you really wanted to play well or you really wanted to make the playoffs, then it's not the league's fault. It's your fault because you didn't play up to that level before the season was concluded. So, you know, it's tough. But I think if they come back, you know, if you want to do some 5 regular season games, and we'll see from there if somebody can move up. But in regards to a play-in game, nah. You know, if you want to have some, like, preseason games, I get it. You got to make money. You have to get this regional TV network money. I understand all that. But I'm just not feeling the play-in stuff and all that. And I get it. You know what? Some people said they probably didn't feel what the NBA did with Kobe Bryant, like how the All-Star game ended, you know, like where, you know, they played to a certain score, you know, it was, you know, a certain number, like 24 added. I forget what it was, the overall number, but you got to this point and then you had to add 24 to it, 24 points to that. And whoever was first person to get to that point total, you know, won the game. But that's an exhibition game. And that brought out the best of people because not only was it about getting to that number, it was for the money that was being raised for kids, for charities. So I understand that. But right now we're talking about actual NBA playoff games or NBA stuff, actual like real games. And to me, I don't think that you should do that. That's just my opinion. A lot of times when I make opinions on stuff like this, the league goes ahead and does the opposite. No, I'm not saying that they're listening to me, but what I'm saying is that sometimes I always think one thing and then they go ahead and do something different. I just can't see that, man. I don't. I want to see if you want to come back, play 5 games, but all the teams may not want to do that. If you want to get that TV revenue, you have to make a way for these teams to get their revenue. I get that, but let's not mess up the playoffs. Let's not do that. Have these guys come out there and play the Eastern Conference and then the Western Conference. The conference champions go out there and they do it. Now, if I'm from LA, do I want an all LA final? Yeah, but it ain't like you're going to go to the Staples Center and watch it. You're going to see it on TV from Disney. But I don't know. If they do it that way, though, I do expect to see, and I'm sorry, Milwaukee, but if they do it that way, I do expect to see an all LA championship. I do. If not, I see the Clippers beating the Milwaukee Bucks. If not, the Toronto Raptors. All right? Hey, I want to thank y'all for listening, and have a great, great, great day. Peace.